We've always boasted that Michigan is rich in natural resources, the Great Lakes, inland lakes and streams, forest and timberlands, oil and gas reserves. To that list, you can now add potash. And that could mean some very good things, especially for Michigan agriculture. Dan Calabrese looks into the recent discovery of a large deposit of potash in northern Michigan and what that could mean to Michigan's economy. It was a story for dbusiness.com. Dan, what is potash?
Potash is basically the mineral element from which potassium comes. And potassium is very important in a lot of ways, obviously, but one of the crucial ways is that all forms of agricultural fertilizer use it as a crucial element. So there's always a lot of demand for potash from the agricultural community and others. The United States actually consumes 5 million metric tons of potash a year. And out of that, 4 million comes from Russia and from Canada. And the Canadian part comes from Saskatchewan because those are the biggest producers of it. But this deposit that's been found in Michigan, it's thought to be as much as 10 million metric tons. That gives Michigan the opportunity to become a huge player in this field. And when we became aware of this at D-Business, we really wanted to talk to the folks that are in there getting ready to do the mining and see what their strategies were going to be as far as penetrating that market.
Tell us, where is the deposit?
The deposit is up in the northern part of Michigan, and it actually encompasses between 15 and 20 counties. So there's no one spot. It's really spread all across the northern lower peninsula. So obviously that presents a mining challenge, and the primary mine that we're talking about is in Hersey, and it's yet to fully go online because there are always capital challenges, there are always infrastructure challenges, but that's really the center of the operation.
And there is a company that you introduce us to in your piece for D-Business called Michigan Potash Company, and they plan to make the most of this. Interestingly, they are headquartered for now in Colorado.
That's right, and they're headquartered in Colorado because potash mining to date in the United States has been focused mainly in that part of the country, in places like New Mexico and Utah, and that's based on deposits that were discovered, you know, closer to World War II. The people who are in this business are out there. For this to now be happening in Michigan is a new thing, and I actually think it's a good thing for Michigan that the folks that have been doing it in that other part of the country are really heading this because they know how to do it.
What does it take, Dan, to first extract, you know, mine the potash, and then to process it? I'm wondering, is it something likely to impact the environment?
One of the things that I learned in reporting this for D-Business is that it's not simply a matter of going in, digging a mine, chipping it out of there, and hauling it up. You actually have to pump water into the well and then use the water to bring it to the surface and extract it from the water. It's a more complicated process, and any time you have to introduce water into a mining situation, it also becomes a more expensive process. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's an environmental risk. It simply means that there's more to it, and there's more capital investment that's needed before you can get it started.
Well, I guess I'm kind of wondering, what might the experience be like for the communities in those 20 counties where the potash reserves are located underground?
The mine itself is on 14,000 acres that Michigan Potash has leased, and that's in the immediate vicinity of Hersey. 14,000 acres, I wouldn't exactly call that a small footprint, but they do seem to have focused on a fairly concentrated area where they're at least going to start the mining. So if you can imagine how it impacts a town when you're mining on 14,000 acres, but also obviously it's an area where they're used to a lot of mining activity having been done in the past as well, that's what you're looking at in Hersey.
Fair enough. Now, the reserves in Michigan certainly aren't as huge as what is in Canada or what's in Russia, because those are the big potash players on the world stage, but it would give us a chance to be less dependent on Canada and Russia.
Right, and that's not a small thing in a number of ways, because even though you're saying, well, okay, we consume 5 million metric tons a year, and we're getting 4 million from there, even if you only cut into that a little bit, you're still making a major impact. And granted, when we're talking about tens of millions of metric tons, you know, as opposed to hundreds of millions, or you're not talking about something that maybe will last for 100 years or more. But for the period in which it does, you're going to make a major impact. And also, it's interesting the strategy they have, because there's a lot of economic promise for Michigan, because where we are situated, both in terms of access to ports, access to trucking routes, it gives Michigan Potash at least potential the opportunity to service the Michigan agricultural community during the season when they're doing production, and then shift that down south. I mean, in Florida, for example, their season is really more from October to February. So if you look at it in terms of a seasonal business, you basically can service different parts of the country at different times. And because you can do it by port one time of the year and by truck and other times of the year, and you focus on high-volume buyers, this can bring a lot of economic benefit to Michigan.
Could we also think about what effect it might have for Michigan agriculture, for Michigan farmers? Could we predict lower prices for fertilizer for them because the potassium is going to be found here in Michigan now?
I think that's possible because one of the things that Michigan Potash told D Business as we were reporting the story is that they've got a strategy of focusing on, as I mentioned, high-volume buyers. And what I mean by that is they're not going to try to sell directly to, say, individual farmers who might want to buy the potassium individually. They're going to focus on those who have the truck capacity to distribute it to broader markets. So that means that there's less cost in producing it and getting it to market through distribution. Granted, that's not buying it wholesale, but it does have, I think, a really strong potential to drive down the retail price because, I mean, let's just face it, it's much cheaper to buy something that came from Michigan than something that came from Saskatchewan or let alone Russia.
So what do we watch for next, Dan? Is there a timetable that Michigan Potash Company has in mind to get this rolling?
They're not really giving a timetable, you know, for reasons you can understand. First, they've got to make sure that they've got the capital in place. They don't want to go into debt trying to produce without the capital in hand. So it's like any other startup business. You've got the resources, you've got the know-how, but you still got to get the capital in place so that once you start producing, you know you're going to be able to keep producing. Once you're making promises to a market, you know you're going to be able to deliver on that promise. And they're being kind of careful about not jumping the gun and saying, well, we think it's going to be X time frame. Because anytime you say that, you know, then you set yourself up for questioning after the fact, and they're not doing that.
Dan Calabrese, his story, Subterranean Deposits, looks at the newly discovered potash deposits in Michigan, and you can find it in the current issue of dbusiness.com. Dan, thank you so much.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, Cindy. Thanks for having me.